Gemara on the Hayim Aleph is talking about what the Avos Nezikin are. What's the list of the Avos Nezikin? So we know the Tana, the Mishnah, has four Avos Nezikin. And then the Gemara said that Rav Oshia has 13 and Rav Chiya has 24. So the Gemara is trying to figure out why Rav Oshia didn't count 24. So for most of the Avos Nezikin, they just say that Rav Oshia is only counting things that are Chiyuvei Mamon as opposed to Chiyuvei Knas. So the Gemara comes around on Daf Hey and talks about the next few things in the grouping. Hametame v'hamedamea v'hamenaseich, the mamona who listening. Metame medamea menaseich, let's say someone's metame tara shel chavero, or medamea, he mixes truma with chulin. So now the chulin of the individual is nizok because we're talking about Yisrael. So once you put truma together with that chulin, so now he has to sell it at a cheaper price for the kohen, to a kohen. Menaseich, if he pours the wine of his friend before Avodah Zarah, so now it's Asabana. So in either one of these three cases, he is Mazikim. So in fact, the Gemara, the Mamona who listening, these are Chiyuvei Mamon, Imamish is Chayiv. So why shouldn't Rav Oshia have mentioned this as part of the Avos Nezikim? Manavshach, so the Gemara says, no. I Hezek Shein Nikar Shmei Hezek, Hatan Alein Hezek. If you assume that Hezek Shein Nikar, that Hezek that's not recognizable, really is considered a Hezek, so he mentioned Nezek. So once he mentions Nezek, he doesn't have to mention this as well. Metami medamei menasech are all examples of hezek sheino nikar, the non-recognizable hezek. So the Gemara says that if hezek sheino nikar shmei hezek, then it's mamish the same as regular nezek. So since Rav Oshia mentions nezek, he doesn't have to mention hezek sheino nikar as well. E hezek sheino nikar lo shmei hezek, and if it's not considered a hezek, havale knaso beknaso lo kamayri. So then it's a knas. What does that mean? It's a knas. That even if hezek sheino nikar lo shmei hezek, the chachamim will go there. The Chachamim counts in the individual. If you hold Hezek Shein Nikar Shmei Hezek, so then someone who's Metamei Medamei Menaseich, so then he has to pay. But Ikra Din, it's a Din Daraisa, it's Mamish Nezek. Oh, it's a Chiddish, it's Hezek Shein Nikar, it's not Nikar, it's a lower level, it seems like a lower level Nezek. But if you hold Shmei Hezek, so then it's Doch Dezel Bazach, it's the same as regular Nezek, there's a Chi of Daraisa, of course he has to pay. And if Hezek Shein Nikar is low Shmei Hezek, so if it's Lo Shmei Hezek, you shouldn't have to pay, right? But yet, Metame Medamei Menasef, you do have to pay. So what's that based on if it's Lo Shmei Hezek? The answer is it's a Knasa. Chazal counts in the individual who's Metame Medamei Menasef. Why? Shleihech Kolecha Ve'echad Holich Metame Tara Shel Chavero. So that people won't do it. You'll cause a Hezek. Me'ikarat, then it's not called Nezek. Minatari, you're not Chayiv. But the Chacham didn't want people to treat it lightly, so they were kones, a person who's metame tara shel chaver. So says the Gemara, if it's a knas, if you hold ezek shein nikar, lo shmei ezek, so the whole thing is a knas. Rav Oshia doesn't count knasas. If he doesn't count knasas, it's obvious, that's why it's not part of the Avos Nezikin. So in fact, the Gemara, lema kasava, Rav Chiya, ezek shein nikar, lo shmei ezek. Rav Chiya does count Metami medamei menasech as the Avos Nezikin. So Mestami he holds Hezek Shein Nikar Lo Shmei Hezek. He counts Knosses, but it must be that he treats this as a Knas. He assumes Hezek Shein Nikar Lo Shmei Hezek. The Ish Shmei Hezek Hatunaling Nezek. Because if he holds Hezek Shein Nikar Shmei Hezek, so then it's Mamish the same as Nezek. Why should he count it as a separate Av? Dr. Gemara, no. Tana Hezek at the Minkara, but Tana Hezek at the Lo Minkara. Rav Chiya holds that there are two types of Nezek. Yechayev Minat Torah for it. But there are tzvei dinim, there's Hezek Nikar, there's Hezek Shein Nikar, so he counts it as two different avos. Even though it's really the same, it's the same idea, Yechayev because of Nezek, it's a Chi of Daraisa, but he counts it as two types of Nezek, so therefore, there are two elements in his list. And this is the shock of attire of the Gemara. So the Gemara introduces a new type of Nezek to us. There's an idea called Hezek Shein Nikar. This person who's Metame Taras Shachavero, Medamea, Chulin Shachavero, Betruma, Menasech, the Yayin of Chavera, that's Hezek Sheino Nikar. Hezek Sheino Nikar. And the question is it Shmei Hezek or is it Lo Shmei Hezek? But either way, you're going to be Chayiv. If it's Shmei Hezek, we assume you're Chayiv Me'ikar Adim in HaTorah. If it's Lo Shmei Hezek, so then it's a Knas Chacham. Knas Chacham. What does it mean that it's a Hezek Sheino Nikar? Why should I treat these items as a Hezek Sheino Nikar? So Rashi has a very famous comment here, very important comment right here in the Gemara in Brachot. What does Rashi say? Sheinu Nikar. Right? These metame medamei menasech hezek sheinu nikar. What defines them as sheinu nikar? Yonhocha de'ena nezik nikar besoch haperes lo chosulu. Now she says the reason why this is Hezek Shein Niker is because you don't see the chisaron in the peiris. He was metame the peiris. He's metame the peiris. He can't eat it. Right? If you want to eat the peiris betara, you can't eat the peiris betara anymore. They're tame. The person is tame. He can eat the peiris that are tame. But he was mazik the peiris because now they're tame. But says Rashi, since you weren't mechaser, the peiris. It's not like you destroyed part of the peiris, that he had a bushel and now he has less than a bushel. He had $100 worth of peiris and you've destroyed, you've stepped on, you've made them disgusting. You took some of the peiris and you mechaser them. There's no chisaron, says Rashi. What's Rashi saying? That hezek shein nika means there's no chisaron in the guf achefta. There's no physical change to the object. That's what defines something as hezek shein nika. So hezek shein nika, if you hold it still considered a hezek, there's some kind of halachic problem, halachic hezek that you did to the object, and that's considered a hezek, because hezek shein nika shmei hezek, so fine. Minatari, you'll still be chayav for this kind of nezek as well. But if you hold hezek shein nika lo shmei hezek, so in this case where you were not mechasa the guf haperis, if you didn't change the cheftza shel hadover, so that's only a knas de rabbanan. You chayav to pay, but it's a knas mid rabbanan that you chayav to pay because there was no change in the cheftza. That's how Rashi learns hezek shein nika. And the Rambam echoes a similar sentiment. The Rambam in Hilchas Chovel Umazik in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes as follows: Hamazik mama chaver hezek shein nika hol v'lo nishtana hadover v'lo nifsedot tzurasa harizah potem min atashlum min dvar Torah. Rambam says, why are you potem min atorah? He assumes again hezek shein nika is lo shmei hezek because lo nishtana hadover v'lo nifsedot tzurasa. The chefetz hasn't changed. There's no hefsid in the tzuras hadover. So min atorah you potem min atashlum. Afam yidiver sofer mamru hol v'hivchis demei and harizah chayev mishalei ma shehivchis midemei. But midr abon and chazal were sakin that you have to pay. Right? Hezek shein nika is lo shmei hezek. That's on a din daraisa, level of daraisa. But midivrei sofrim, chazal were sakin that you have to pay for hezek shein nika as well. The Rambam's learning like Rashi that hezek shein nika is defined as such. If you're not mafsid the tzuras hadavar, if the cheftz is not changed, no physical hezek. There's a halachic hezek, but there's no physical hezek to the object. This is how Rashi and the Rambam learned the din of hezek shein nika. Tosus in Bava Basra seems to argue with that definition. He defines hezek shein nika differently. The very important Tosus in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra and the Beis Amud Aleph, right at the beginning, smack at the beginning of the sugya there. The Gemara quotes a b'raisa about kilayim. Mechitzas akerim shenifritza. We know that you're not allowed to be ma'arev akerim with tvua. The issur of kilei akerem is violated if a person is ma'arev chita usa'or v'chartzen b'mapolas yad. If you have kerem together with a kilei zeron, right? You have kilei zeron. You have two minim of zera, two minim of tevuah, and then you add the kerem to the mix. So it's not only true if you have chita sa'or v'chartzen. Chartzen is kerem. That's anovim. That's the gefen. If you have chita sa'or v'chartzen b'mapolas yad, if you throw them all together, the halacha is that even if you have a kerem that's growing and you have a tefuah that's growing, you need to have a distance. You can't have a tarovis between the kerem and the tefuah. So you need a geder, you need a fence. You have to be marchik the gefen from the tefuah. And if the fence falls down, so then you have to put the fence back up. That's the problem. So mechitz hakerem shenivritza. So let's say the mechitz hakerem gets broken down. So omalo gedor, we tell the baal hakerem to be goder. Rashi there in Bava Basra explains that Since the avodas hakerem requires dalet amos, the kerem needs dalet amos in order to work the kerem. So it's a responsibility of the bala kerem to be marchik. The bala tefuah really can put his tefuah up to the boundary between the fields. But since the bala kerem needs room for his avodas hakerem, so it's his responsibility to be marchik his kerem, to give him extra room to work on the kerem. So it's his responsibility to be marchik the kerem from the tefuah. So if the mechitza kerem becomes nifritza, so we tell the baal kerem to be go there, to build the mechitza again, to separate the tarovas between the kerem and the tzvua. Chazav and if it's Omelogadar, if it happens again. So Nachamal, we ask the Balakarim to be Godin. Nisyayesh Emena, let's say he's Nisyayesh. We see that the Balakarim is not being Godin. Nisyayesh Emena v'logodra, there is a Kiddush v'chayev be'achri Yusa. So if Nisyayesh Emena, we see that the Balakarim is not being Godin, so then Kiddush, that means it becomes Aser. Kiddush doesn't always mean a higher level, a nice level of holiness. Sometimes Kiddush means a negative. It becomes Aser Bahana, and he's Chayev Bahrayas, then he's Chayev to pay for them. That's the Braisa. So Taisa says, but I don't understand. This is Hezek Sheino Nikar. I forgot the Hezek Sheino Nikar, Loshme Hezek. Taisa says, even though we paskin Hezek Sheino Nikar, Loshme Hezek. That's how the Rabban paskin, right? That's how Taisa and Baba Basu is paskinning. So if Hezek Sheni Nikar is Loshmei Hezek, why is the Bala Kerem Chayev Bachrayas if he's Nisya Shemen of Logodra, if he wasn't Goda between the Kerem and the Tvua? It's Loshmei Hezek. It sounds from places that his real kasha is that it's that from the Losh and the Braish, that it's Mashma, that this is a Din Darais. But we'll see, it's actually more than that in Tosis, right? But he starts off by saying that I, Hezek Sheni Nikar, is Loshmei Hezek, so I should be Chayev Bachrayas. Nira Lari says, Tavis is the high chosh of Hezek Nikar. This is not Hezek Shen Nikar, this is Hezek Nikar by Kilayim. Shari Nikar hu shu Kilayim kishiro ha gefonim besada. A person who looks at the field and sees a tarovas between the gefonim and the tvua, he sees the Hezek. The Hezek is obvious. The Hezek is Nikar, it's recognizable. That's not Hezek Shen Nikar, that's Hezek Nikar. That's Hezek Nikar, says Tavis. But he wasn't mafsa the tzuras hadavar. Apparently, according to Tavis, that's not a problem. Even though the cheftza shel adavar, there's no chisaron b'metzius in the davar hanizok, as it's hold, it's still a hezek nikar. Umetamei afal b'sharon asheretz al hataras lechoshev hezek nikar. The Tos is bothered with the obvious kasha. You tell me kilayim is hezek nikar, so then metamei medamei menasek should also be hezek nikar. Aye, the cheftza is not changed, but by kilayim you said as well that it's hezek nikar, even though the cheftza is not nifsen. So why by metamei is it any different? Says Taisvis, you do see the sherets on the taras, v'choshev hezek nikar, demio deim huchshiru. By metame, it's not called hezek nikar, because no one knows that there's a hechsher, that there was a hechsher of kabel tumma. What does that mean? So we know that in order for ochlem to become tame, you need a hechsher of kabel tumma. That means that one of the zayin mashkim has to come on the tvua after it's been cut off the ground. If one of the Zayim Ashkim touches the tzvua before it's been cut off the ground, it's not Hukshel Kabal Tumah. And if that's the case, then every Ochel is Hukshel Kabal Tumah naturally, because it can't grow without water hitting it. And one of the Zayim Ashkim is water. What are the other Zayim Ashkim? Well, what are the other six Ashkim or something, right? What's the mnemonic? Yad Shach Adam, right? Yad Shach Adam is the way to remember. Right, so there's Mayim Yad. I don't have a... What the Zayin Mashkim? What's Yud? Yayin, right? Dam. What's Shin? Shemen. Kolav, good. And what's Tes? Tal. And what's the second Dalid? Dash, good. Vash, and the final one, what's the fourth one, is Mai, right? These are the Zayin Mashkim. So the only way that something, that Ochel, can become Tameh, Ochel. This is Dafka about Tumas Ochel. Ochel can become Tameh only if it's Hukshir l'kabel Tumah. It's a Din Daraisa. Yutam Mayim al Zera. If Mayim is on the Zera, after it's been cut off the ground, before it's been cut off, obviously it's going to be subject to water. It's going to touch water. But if not, it's not going to grow. So after it's cut off the ground, it has to be Hukshir l'kabel Tumah. Somehow that's a Din that's Mashlim the Shem Ochel. After it gets water, it touches these liquids, somehow the Shem Ochel is Nishlam, and then it can be Mekabel Tumah. So says Tosfos by Metame, even though we say that something can be called Hezek Nikar, despite the fact that there's no change in the Chefza, Metame is different. Because someone who looks at the Tumah, someone who looks at the Sheretz on the Ochlim, doesn't realize that they were Hoshel Kabal Tumah. So that's why it's a Hezek Sheinu Nikar. Tosfos holds that you can have a Hezek Nikar even if it's only a Halachic Hezek. It's a Halachic Hezek, it's not a physical Hezek. But it has to be recognizable to the person who sees that it's a hezek. So when it comes to kilayim, he says that is recognizable. You see the tarovis. Once you see the combination of the keren together with the tvua, then you know that there's a hezek over there. But by metame, even though you see the sheretz on top of the taras, on top of the tvua, you don't know if it was social lekabel tuma. If you don't know it was social lekabel tuma, then it's not obvious, even though it's a it's a halachic. It doesn't matter whether it's halachic or physical, but the fact that it's not nikkur, that the hezek is occurring, that's what makes it hezek shen nikkur, and that's why it's only a din derabbanan. But in the case of kelayim, that's not just a din derabbanan. That's a hezek deraisa, because there it's recognizable that there was a tyroves between the two. So some may ask, what does that mean? What does that mean? It's recognizable in the case of kelayim. There's a tyroves. By kelayim, you also need ratzon habaylim. The Braisa just told us that if the baylim are ready to be go there, if they're ready to put up the fence to separate between the kelayim and the tefuas, then it's not. It doesn't become kelayim. It doesn't become os. Nisya'i shemena, if it's a yush, if the baylim have a das not to be gozes, so then it's going to ask. So it sounds like without the das habaylim, it's not going to become awesome. So some ask, if you think about it, tuma and kelayim really, really are the same. When we say that when ochlin is hukshel kabel tuma, then it actually can be mekabel tuma. But the din is that the hekshel kabel tuma has to be done b'das habaylim. If liquid falls on the ochlim and the bailam don't want it to be there, so then it's not going to be mokshel kabel tuma. You need rotzon habaylim both by hechsher and by kelayim. It's the same din at first glance. You need rotzon habaylim in order to be makshir something like kabel tuma. It's not just the physical fact that the water, the dvash, the dam fell on the tfuah, that's what's makshir kabel tuma. No, it's that it fell on with a nichus of the bailam, as they call it. Nichus of the bailam, that means that nichalahu. There's a rotzon habaylim for the hechsher. They want it to be moksha. They want the liquid to be there. So if the baylim want the liquid to be there, then it's hoshel kabel tuma. But without the rotzon habaylim, it's not hoshel kabel tuma. So that's what Taisa says. Who knows that it was hoksher? Who knows that it was hoksher? So that's called the hezek shen nikkur. But in the case of kelayim also, we need rotzon habaylim over here. If the rotzon habaylim is to be go there, it's not going to create an iser. Just because there's a tarovus between the kerem and the tfuah, it's not going to create an iser. No one knows that there was a Ratzon HaBaylim. Ratzon HaBaylim is something in the Baylim's mind. So how can Taisus say that by Kilayim it's a Hezek Nikr? Chora, Kilayim and Tumah should be the same. If Hechshel Kabel Tumah requires Ratzon HaBaylim, so Kilayim also requires Ratzon HaBaylim, Nichus of the Baylim, and if we don't know that the Baylim want the Tarobah, so then there is no Nezek. It's not going to create any Issa. What's going on over here? The Sefer Divrei Yecheskel wants to suggest that's exactly why in the Braisa it says that you have to be master of the Baylim. You have to warn him. You have to tell him, Gidor, Omer lo Gidor, Omer lo Gidor. The purpose of the Hasra is to ascertain whether the Baylim care about the Tarovas or don't care about the Tarovas. If Omer lo Gidor, if we give him Hasra and he's not Goder, we give him a certain amount of time and he's not Goder, so then he's violating that Hasra, so he demonstrates that he wants that tarovus. And that's exactly the point. He demonstrates that he wants a tarovus, so then it's your du'a that he wants a tarovus. That's called a hezek. In the case of hechsher lekabel tuma, there's no hasra here. We don't know that there's ratzon habaylim in the hechsher. We don't know that there's ratzon habaylim in the hechsher, so then it's not a hezek nikr. It's not a hezek nikr because it's not recognizable that when the sheretz falls on the taras, that the Baylim really want it. And if we don't know if the Baylim want it, that's not a hezek nikr. That's why you have to come on to the special knas that the Chachamim Kansen, the person who's Metame Tara Shel Chavero, that's why it's Tomei. That's why the hezek is going to be Mechayev the person to pay. Because it's not a hezek nikr. In the case of Kelayim, Itaka is a hezek nikr because through the Hasra'a, it becomes a hezek nikr. That's the Divrei Cheskel's answer. But some are troubled with the Divrei Yecheskel because they say it's true that the Hasra can give us an understanding as to whether the Baylim want it, but the person who sees the Tarovus here, the person who sees the Kelayim, right? He sees the Kelayim. Does he know that the Baylim want it? He heard the Hasra. He didn't hear the Hasra. He's just watching. So from the perspective of the person who's watching, isn't it Dach Dezel Bezach? It's Mamish the same thing. You need a Ratzon HaBaylim to Asa B'Kelayim. You need a Ratzon HaBaylim to create the Hechsher Lekabel Tumah. And we don't know. We don't know that there was a Ratzon HaBaylim. Right? You don't see that the Baylim wanted the Hechsher. You don't see that the Baylim wanted the Tarovus by Kelayim either. So what's the difference? What's the difference between the two? they say over from the Maharil Diskin that the answer is this very lumdasha idea. Yes, you need nichusa de bailim both by kelayim and by hechshel kabel tumah, but the nichusa is very different. What's the oser in each case? The oser when it comes to hechshel kabel tumah is a mixture of the sheretz of the dover hatomei touching the taris and the rotsan habayim. The rotsan habayim for the hechsher enables the tumah. It helps create the tumah. You need a positive rotsan on the part of the bialim to create the hechsher kabel tumah. So if you need a positive rotsan on the part of the bialim and you don't know that there's rotsan habayim, then a person who looks at this doesn't see the full tumah. He doesn't see the maisa metame, because part of the maisa metame is not just that the sheretz is touching. It's not just the metzias that the sheretz is touching, but that there was a nichus of the bialim, there was a rotsan habayim for that hechsher kabel tumah as well. But when it comes to kelayim, what's the oser in kelayim? The rotsan habayim is the oser? No, that's not the oser. The oser is the tarovis. If you have a tarovis of kerem with tvua, that's what asas in kelayim. Rotsan habayim can save it. As long as the bialim have a rotson to separate the tvua from the kerem, so that rotsan habayim can prevent the tarovis from creating the issa. It's not that the rotsan habayim to have the tarovis is what creates the iser. The real oser by kelayim is the tarovis itself. That's the oser. The rotsan habayim to separate the two, that's what's going to be matir. It's if the bialim are misyayish from putting up together, if they don't have kavana to put up together, it's not that their kavana not to put up together creates the iser. The tarovis creates the iser. But if the bialim are misyayish from putting up together, then the tarovis is able to kick in. They're not using their rotzon to save the oser. They're not using their rotzon to save the tarovis, to prevent that tarovis. But the oser is not the rotzon habayim. In the case of tuma, the rotzon habayim for the hechsher is part of the oser. It's part of the metame. So it's part of the metame, and we don't know that the bialim actually have rotzon. Then the tuma is not going to. Then that's not nikkur. Then the maisa metame is not nikkur. That's called hezek sheno nikkur. But in the case of kelayim, the rotsan habayim is not part of the oser. The oser is the tarovis. The oser is the tarovis. There are lashonis in the rishonim that seem to imply that the oser is the tarovis itself. So the oser is the tarovis. I don't need to know the rotsan habayim not to put up together in order to see behezek nikkur that there is an oser over here. As long as I see the tarovis, I see that the gether is not being put up, I see that there's a tarovis, then the oser is nikkur. The oser is nikkur. It's just if the bialim have a rotzon to put the gether up so they can save the situation and prevent the oser from asering. But in terms of determining whether the hezek is nikkur or not nikkur, it's a function of whether I see the oser. So in the case of kelayim, I see the oser. If I see the tarovis, then it's taka nikkur that there's an iser over here. But by tumah, the rotsan habayim is part of the dover hametame. It's part of the oser. So if I don't know of the rotsan habayim, that's a hezek shen nikkur. That's a different level. This is all bedas tesis. Rabbi Chana Wasserman in his Kovet Shirim and Bava Basra in Osiyot points out that according to Tosis, there's a big nafkemina. According to Tosis, that hezek shen nikkur by Taris, right? Why is it called Hezek Shein and Nikkur by Taris? Because you don't see the Davar Matame by just looking at the Taris. You see the sheretz going on the Taris, so you don't know for sure that it's becoming tummy. So if that's the case, let's say a sheretz goes on Mashkim, not an Ochlin, goes on Mashkim. You don't need Hershel Kabel Tumah by a Mashkim. So then there would be Hezek Nikkur. There wouldn't be Hezek Shein and Nikkur anymore. According to Rashi and the Rambam, that's not Hezek Nikkur, because the Heftz is still not Nifsa, the Heftz is not being changed. There's no Heftz to the Heftz. But according to Tarsus in Bava Basra, if the reason why Metame is called Hezek Shein Nikkur is not because the Heftz is not being changed, but rather this idea that it's not Nikkur that the Heftz is occurring. A halachic Heftz could be a Hezek Nikkur, like we see by Kelayim. But by Metame, that's called Hezek Shein Nikkur because we don't see it clearly. Because we don't know that the item was Mushla Kabel Tumah. So in a situation where you don't need a Hershel Kabel Tumah to be Matame, then Tosis would say, that's Taka Hezek Nikkur. That would be a Hezek Nikkur. That's the Nafkamina between the Rishon. What's the problem? Yes, Sean.
A question on 3W's gate. And a person's walking by this carom next to this tefillah, and he sees that the fence between is broken. It's still not nigger, because he can't know if he's aware that the das b'ilam will save
he sees the oser over here. He sees a tarovis. That's the point. Once he sees the fence is broken and there isn't the proper separation between the two and the carom, he sees the oser. He doesn't know if there's a matir here, but he sees the oser. By tumah, he doesn't even see tumah here, because he doesn't know that there's a davar hametameh. Because the davar hametameh is not just the connection between sheretz and taris; it's the fact that there was ratzon habaylam as well. The ratzon habaylam is part of the creation of the tumah.
Yeah. So parallel that the davar that the one that said the machna allows the davar to become tameh to the thing that also it's slightly different, but.
No, I hear what you're saying, but that's the chiluk that he's trying to draw. He's trying to draw the chiluk that in the case of Kelayim, the Oser is not the Ratzon. It's not that the Ratzon of the Baalim to create the Tarovis Asers. The Tarovis itself Asers. If the Baalim have this Ratzon to prevent the Tarovis from Asering, so then it's not going to Aser. But the Oser is there. So even though you don't know whether it became Oser, but that's a Hezek Nikah, because what's here in front of me, Taka, is... There is a nezek over there. There's a way of solving the problem, but the nezek is here, as opposed to tumah. The tumah is not here bechlal, because unless I have that tanai fulfilled as well, I don't even have the davar hametameh over here. So it's one step removed. I know I hear what you're saying, that I still don't know if something happened, but the difference is in the case of kelayim, the full oser is here. It's just I don't know if there was a matir, if there was something to take away from the oser. But the oser is here, so that's called more of a heziknik. What's the problem? The problem is, according to Rashi and the Rambam, how can we answer Taisus kasha? Taisus is troubled that from the lashon of the Gemara, in Bava Basra, from the Braisa, it sounds like the chiyav achrayus is fundamental. It's a din daraisa. It's not a din darabonim. Why must it be a din d'oraisa and not a din d'rabbanan? It's not just the lashon of the braisa. Taisus himself claims it couldn't be a din d'rabbanan over here. It couldn't be a hezek shenanika. Taisus stands on their head to say it can't be a hezek shenanika. Why? Not just from the lashon of the braisa. Why else? He says, the Gemara in Gittin says that hezek shenanika, yachaya for that as well, but why? Because of a knas. Right? So Tosis in Bava Basra says that you can't say that in the case of Kilayim that's a Hezek Shein HaNikr. But the Chi of Achrayus is the Hezek Shein HaNikr can't be, he says. Why? Aval ein lo medohoche nami havi Hezek Shein HaNikr v'kansu k'mo b'metami. Shlo yehe kolecha holech v'metami taroso shel chaver. Dohoche leke lemecha shlo hachi sheba lakerem nami mafsit. What is Tosis saying? It says you can't be mechayev and by kelayim midin hezek shenanikar. What's the chiyuv mid rabbanan by hezek shenanikar? Knas hacham. Hachamim kansin shloya kolecha ve'echad holich matame tara shel chaver. He says, but if that's the reason, that's not going to apply by kelayim, because in the case of kelayim, both the balatfura and the balakerim are going to be mafsid. So a knas, well, we want to kansin the person. If he's metame taras al chavero, he's going to have to pay. Why? Because we don't want people to be metame the taras of the other guy. That doesn't apply by kilayim. What we're afraid that if we're not going to put a knas on the balakarim, he's not going to put up the geder. He's not going to put up the geder, but he's going to be mafsid as a result. It's not just a hefsid for the balatfur; it's a hefsid for the balakarim too. So there's no reason to put a knas on the balakarim. If you hold hezek shenanikar shmei hezek, so of course he's chayiv. That's a hezek. He was mazik min haTorah, so he's chayiv. But if you hold the whole that it's only hezek shenanikar, and hezek shenanikar is lav shmei hezek, it's only a knas derabbanan. That knas derabbanan is not going to apply by kilayim, because the bala kerem is being mafsid too. So we don't have to put a knas on him. He's going to put up together anyway in most circumstances. It's bizarre if he doesn't put up together. So there's no reason to cancel him. What's more, the knas only applies when. It only applies b'mezid. The impression you get in Kelayim is that he's chayav achrayus even if he did it b'shogeg. Nisyaya shemena, even if he forgot about it. Right? Even if he does it b'shogeg, it still applies. Aye, but a knas only applies b'mezid. So says Taisus, it must be that it's hezek nikar. That's the motivation of Tosis. They're forced to say, they feel forced to say that the Hezek by Kalayim is Hezek Nicker. It can't be Hezek Shen and Nicker. Because if it's Hezek Shen and Nicker, the Chiyuv is only a Knas to Rabbanan, and that Knas to Rabbanan doesn't apply by Kalayim. Because then it should only apply if it's Bemezid, and it can't apply by Chalal because the Balakar is being Mafsid too, so what kind of a Knas is there? But the problem is, according to Rashi and the Rambam, Hezek Nicker, something can be called Hezek Nicker only if you see the physical change to the object. There's a chisaron, there's a hefza to the chefza, the chefza of the davar anizog. So in the case of Kalayim, there is no change to the chefza. So you can't call that Hezek Nicker. So how are they going to learn the sugya of Kalayim? Taisus already points out that the knas, the rabbanan, that applies to metame will not apply to Kalayim. Why? So the first reason they give is, there's no reason to put a knas on the balakarim. The balakarim is being mafsid too. So what's the mokom for a knas? And also, it should only apply b'mezid. So how are Rashi going to learn if the knas can't apply to kelayim, and they claim that it must be hezek shen nicker by kelayim because you don't see the physical change to the object? So how are they going to learn the chiyav achrayis? So perhaps the answer is that if you look carefully at the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't learn that the real reason that Hezek Shen and Nicker you have to pay is because of the Knas. Yeah, he mentions the Knas, sure. The Rambam in Halacha Gimel says, V'davar zeh knas hu shekatzu chacham kdei shelo yeh kol echad min hamashchisim holech metame taroso shechaveh v'omer patern. He mentions the Knas, the tam hatakona, the reason why Chazal put a Knas on the individual is that people are not going to be metame taroso shechaveh. Absolutely. But what's the nature of the din? Once the tam hadover has been created, once Chazal had that tam, what's the geder hadover? What's the geder hamechayev midrabonim? So for that you have to go back to halacha aleph. Hamazik mamash shachavero hezek shen aniker hov lo nishtana hadover v'lo nifsed atzurasa arizah padam natashlum din torah. Avol midivrei sofer mamru hol v'hitchis demayin arizah chayev v'mashalim mashitchis midemayin. The Rambam learns that of course the geder the tam hatakana the tam haknas. But what's the gather adava? The gather adava is that Chazal said, whenever you're mafchis the value of the chefza, if you're mafchis the value of the chefza, if you take away from the value of someone's chefza, you're chaya for that nezek. You're chaya for the nezek whether you're mafsid the tzura, that's hezek daraisa. Or even if you're not mafsid the tzuras hadava, you're still going to be chayev. That's the geder hatakona. Of course, the ultimate tam was like by metame, kadesh lo yehei kalecha ve'echad holech metame tara shel haver. But the geder adover is not a function of when that knas is shayach or when it's not shayach. It's not that the takona only applies if the tam hatakona applies. We find very often that dinim derabonan, sometimes the application of the din is a function of the tam. If the tam applies, then the din applies. If the tam doesn't apply, then the din is not going to apply. But sometimes we find that even if the tam hadover, there's a certain reason for the takana, but the nature of the takana is much broader than the tam. So this is one such case, according to the Rambam, that the nature of the knas, hachamin, legabei mitame, is that kidei shloye kolecha, the holecha mitame tarash lechaber, Chazal made a knas, that even though it's hezek shen and nikah, you're still going to be chayv. But the nature of that takana, the nature of that knas, is that whenever you are mafsid, you're mazik, the mamon chavera, whenever you take away from the value of the item, even if the tam atakana doesn't apply, even if we're not afraid that you're going to do it, because you're mafsid too, it doesn't matter. The fact that you're mafchis, the damim, the fact that you take away the value, that's called a hezek. Right? The chiddush of hezek shen uniker midrabanan is that even if you haven't changed the physical item, Chazal or Masakin, that if you cause a hezek, meaning you cause a devaluation of the object of someone else, you're going to be chayav to pay for that devaluation. So even if the knas doesn't actually apply, of course, that's the ultimate reason that hezek shen and nikar is chayav midrabbanan, because they don't want people to be metame, the taras of someone else. But even with that, tam doesn't apply, like by kilayim. Right? Like by kilayim. Maybe taka kilayim, according to Rashi and the Rambam, is a hezek shen and nikar. It's a halachic hezek, but Rashi and the Rambam hold halachic hezek is always hezek shen and nikar. But if it's hezek shen and nikar, why should he be chayav achrayis? The tam adavah doesn't apply. Because we're not afraid that someone is not going to put up the fence. In most circumstances, unless he's crazy, it doesn't make any sense for him not to put a fence. He's going to be mafsa too. So the tam haknas doesn't apply. But it doesn't matter. According to the Rambam, and perhaps even according to Rashi, hezek shen anikar midrabbanan is going to be chayiv. As long as a person is mafchis the damim, as long as he devalues the cheftza, he causes a hezek to the cheftza, then he's going to be chayiv for that. What's the tam adama? The tam is based on the concept of the knas, that they were afraid that someone will be matami the tarish al chaver. But that doesn't give us the rubric, that doesn't give us the parameters of the din. The parameters are much broader. The parameters are that whenever you're mafsid the domim of the chavtzi, you're going to be chayim. So that could be the pshat in Rashi and the Rambam. There's a machlokas, Tosis and Bava Basra against Rashi and the Rambam. What is hezek nikar? Tosis and Bava Basra says even a halachic hezek could be a hezek nikar. It just has to be nikar. It's a chilik between kelayim as opposed to Tumah, that by Kelayim it is Nikr, and by Tumah it's not Nikr. But Rashi and the Rambam hold, no, it has to be a physical Hezek. If it's only a halachic Hezek, that's not Hezek, Nikr. So what's the chiluk between Kelayim as opposed to Tumah? The answer is, there is no chiluk. The Rambam would say that both are Hezek Sheinu Nikr. Both are Hezek Sheinu Nikr. It's just, even though the Tam HaKnas doesn't apply by Kelayim, but the Din Rabbanan, the Chiyam in the Rabbanan, to pay Hezek Sheinu Nikr is still going to apply. This could be the deeper understanding, the machlokas as to what hezek shein nikar is, the machlokas Tosis and Bava Basra as opposed to Rashi and the Rambam, and how that plays out in the sugya of kelayim and tumah.